This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine have started an all-for-all prisoner swap. This will allow remaining prisoners of the five-year conflict to return home. The agreement was concluded by Russian leader Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris in December. A Turkish military cargo plane landed in the Somali capital on Sunday to evacuate people badly wounded in a truck bombing in the city a day earlier. The attack killed at least 90 people, including two Turkish nationals. The plane also brought emergency medical staff and supplies.
Cari fratelli e sorelle.
Meanwhile, Pope Francis, during his Sunday Mass at the Vatican, prayed for the victims of Saturday's bombing. Five people were stabbed at the home of a Hasidic rabbi in New York. David Doyle reports.
An attacker stabbed five people late on Saturday at a Hasidic rabbi's home in New York State, a Jewish organization said, in a rampage that comes after days of increased tension over anti-Semitic assaults. The Orthodox Jewish Public Affairs Council said all five victims were taken to hospital after the incident in Muncie, Rockland County. Two were said to be in a critical condition, with one of them stabbed at least six times. Police said the assailant fled the scene, but is now in custody. New York City's police department said on Friday it was stepping up patrols in heavily Jewish neighborhoods, following a spate of anti-Semitic attacks.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. A fresh Taliban attack in Afghanistan has killed 17 pro-government forces, even as the insurgent group is reported to be mulling over a brief ceasefire to try to seal a foreign troop withdrawal deal with the United States. The overnight deadly insurgent attack targeted a security outpost in northeastern Takhar province. This is VOA News. An official in Yemen says a ballistic missile attack ripped through a military parade, killing at least six troops and three children, a spokesman said Sunday. More than 20 people, including civilians, were wounded in the blast. British counterterrorism police have arrested a 21-year-old man on suspicion of preparing an extremist act. AP's Aria Shackley reports.
The suspect was arrested at a residence in East London. Police say he's being questioned on suspicion of the commission, preparation or instigation of acts of terrorism. The property where he was arrested is being searched by police. The man has not been charged or identified. Police did not provide any details about the suspect's actions. Zaria Shakli, London.
The new year is just days away and will ring in New York's Times Square. The area will be flooded with police on New Year's Eve, with the department saying it may just be the safest place on earth. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The NYPD says there are no credible threats, but police are taking no chances. Counterterrorism Chief Martin Matarazzo says anyone coming to Times Square will have to go through tight security.
You will encounter canine vapor dogs. You will encounter our heavy weapons teams. You will encounter multiple magnetometers, screening and wanding.
And that's just some of what you'll see, says Police Commissioner Dermot Shea.
This is going to be one of the most well-policed, well-protected celebrations in the entire world.
But he reminds people to stay vigilant. Julie Walker, New York.
Mass killings in the U.S. hit a new high in 2019, and 33 of the record 41 were shootings. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
I will come to you in the silence.
One of the many tragedies took place in Virginia Beach, where 12 people were killed in a workplace shooting. Bobby Dyer is the mayor there.
This is a nightmare that nobody ever wants to live.
22 people lost their lives in August at a Walmart in El Paso. Governor Greg Abbott spoke at a memorial service.
We know this evil will not overcome us.
Very shortly after that, there was shock in Dayton, where nine people were gunned down, which led frustrated protesters to tell politicians,
do something, do something, do something.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Voters are casting their ballots in Guinea-Bissau Sunday. Two former prime ministers are vying for the presidency in a runoff election after the incumbent failed to reach the second round in the West African country. For more on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.